Welcome to Write Gooder, where I believe that whether you're writing a novel, an essay, a poem, or even just an email, good writing makes a difference. So let's write gooder together. In the first episode, we're diving into what does it exactly mean to write gooder. Before you point it out, I know the correct term would be write better, but maybe that's our first lesson. You don't always have to be correct in your writing. You know, enter something unique, your own distinct voice, something we'll touch up in later episodes to make your writing really stand out. So what exactly does it mean to write gooder? It's not always about being poetic, using figurative language, or unlocking some great, masterful vocabulary. Although it helps to use figurative language such as onomatopoeia, that's how you spell it, you know, using sound devices such as boom, crash, bang in your writing, you know, figurative language, things that aren't literal, things that spice up your writing, you know, and large words as well. They definitely enhance your writing, but it's not always just about that. Key things to really remember are clarity, structure, creativity, and engagement. Let's look at clarity. This is all about making your ideas and sentences clear, you know, crystal clear clarity. Some figurative language for you. You need to make your ideas clear to your audience. What is your message? Is your message clear? You don't want someone to have to reread a sentence 3 times to try and understand your ideas, to try and understand what are you trying to say exactly. Think about this. Have you ever read something and thought, what did I just read? And then you have to reread it again and again, trying to figure it out. That's often the result of unclear writing. And I know I'm also guilty of this, you know, reading something, then reading it again, because you're daydreaming a bit. But just besides that, I'm sure there's times when you're not daydreaming, where you're focusing on what you're reading, and you just have to reread it over and over. So that's unclear writing. It's important to be clear, concise, you know? Next, you have structure. You always need a solid structure when writing. This is simply broken down into an introduction, a body, and a conclusion. A conclusion, not a occlusion. So we can even break that down even simpler. Simply put, a start, a middle, and an end. Writing without structure, your readers might feel lost in your plot or the message you're trying to convey. So think about, where's your story going? What is your main message? And delivering that in clear structure. Then we get to creativity. This is where we bring our own unique, distinct voices into our writing. People can write about the same topic as a teacher, as a language teacher. When you give the essay topic, you give a few topics, and then you read back the responses. Although it's the same topic, everybody's writing is unique, and they take the story into different directions. Even if it's about the same, you know, universe, characters, people will come up with their own ways to take the subject, take the plot. And that's what you need to do. You need to inject your own creativity. What makes your writing unique? What makes it distinct? What makes it you? So whether you're writing a story or simply a message to somebody, a text message, your personality will always shine through. And that's what you need to kind of hone. And something you can rely on, your own creativity. Everyone can have good structure. Everybody can have clear clarity. But not everybody will have your distinct voice. And that's what makes your writing special and why people should read your writing. And the last on our list is engagement. Good writing keeps the reader interested. Have you ever read something that you couldn't put down? You had to go to the next chapter, the next page, finish the whole thing, thought about it after you've read it, thought about maybe you didn't finish it, and thinking about when's the next time you can read it again. That's engagement. You can do that with your language or with your story, using vivid details, strong language, and engaging dialogue between characters. These are just some ways that you can hook your reader. So these are the main things to look out for when you want to write gooder. But what are some things that you can do today, maybe, to help you write gooder? We've broken down what good writing looks like, but how do you start improving? You don't have to wait for inspiration to strike or spend years studying, you know, language, literature, topics and plot. Maybe writing a mystery and you want to shadow a detective for a few years. No, you don't need any of that before you can make progress. It's all about progress. You know, we have to say Rome wasn't invented in a day. How do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. So the first thing you need to do is write consistently. So not necessarily the quality of your writing needs to be the same. If you write something high quality, you have to keep up that high quality. Just keep on writing. Be consistent in how often you write, you know, quantity rather than quality. You know, I'm sure you've heard of the story, maybe not, but there was a study in a photography lecture, and the lecturer asked the students two different assignments they were given. One half of the class were asked to take as many photos as possible, and they would be marked on all of their photos combined. And the other half were asked to take one photo, and they would just be marked on that quality. So quantity versus quality. And actually what happened is, although the quality students had to take one photo, well, only submit one photo, pick from their perfect one and submit it, they had some quality photos. But what was found out that the students that took more quantity had higher quality photos scattered in their quantity. While I'm sure the quality group, you know, they were so in their head about finding this perfect photo, but, you know, they just fell short. So write a lot rather than thinking about writing perfectly. Writing is like any other skill. The more you practice, the better you're going to get. Set a daily or even a weekly writing goal, maybe even a monthly, if you think you won't be able to fit it in or you're feeling a lot of pressure. It's low pressure. You can either do, let's say, a certain word count. You're going to write this many words by the end of the day, this many words at the end of the week, or this many words at the end of the month, or time spent writing. You're going to do, 10 minutes of writing a day, maybe 30 minutes of writing a week, maybe an hour of writing a month. Set your own goal. Move at your own pace. It doesn't matter what you write, as I've said, just that you write regularly. Even in a 10-minute free write, writing about anything, can help build your writing habit. Maybe do a journal. Write about something that happened in the day. Doesn't matter. Just write and keep writing. Try and hit that weekly goal. Next, what you got to do, I'm sure that you've heard this a lot as a learner. Maybe you are a learner. But if you're ever struggling with English, and you go to a parent-teacher meeting, your parents will ask, how can my learner improve with English? And the teacher will say, you've got to read more. While that answer, you know, might be a cop-out, not exactly what the parent was looking for, there is a lot of merit in the answer, reading more. Reading will definitely help you improve your writing. When you read, you naturally absorb the language, the sentence structure, and style. Go out, try different genres. You know, try fiction, nonfiction, real stories, stories that happened, things that haven't happened, things in a fantasy universe. Read poems, read articles, read a ton of different things. If you find one genre enjoyable, go for it. Read more of that genre, but just try and read as much as you can. And then maybe the next time you read it, actually pay attention to how things are written. Rather than just taking the information, look over the sentences and think to yourself, how is this written? when you come across a sentence or paragraph that really moves you, that really sparks your interest, really gets you engaged, ask yourself, why does it do that? What language are they using? Are they using engaging language? Are they using pronouns, inclusive pronouns like you, our, we, to try and draw you in? Is it just something you're interested in? The way that they describe something, maybe something that you relate to, something that you can see yourself doing. Why did that paragraph move you? What did the writer do that made you feel this way? So just read more. And then the last thing you can think about to improve your writing today, focus on editing. So I'm going to take this back to school because I'm a high school teacher. And, you know, the learners hate doing first drafts. They rather just skip to the final. Or they'll do a final and then, you know, they'll make up a draft, make up planning just so that they can get some marks on the rubric. But actually really focus on your editing. A common misconception is that good writing comes out perfect the first time. And I hate to burst the bubble, it rarely ever does. Editing is just as important as writing itself. Once you've written a draft, step away from it. Take a step back. It can be like a day even or a week even, and then come back with your fresh set of eyes and think of things you can change. I promise you, if you do this, you'll look at your writing in a whole new way. I've done this before. I've written something, and then at the end of the session, I thought, wow, that really wasn't my best writing. Took a few days off, went back to it, reread it, and I was thinking, wow, this is actually some stellar writing. So take a step back and look at it with new, fresh eyes. Look for areas where you can clarify, you know, crystal clear clarity. Cut unnecessary words. That has to do with clarity as well. Make sure that your message is clear. You don't want people to reread your sentences. Do you have redundant words? Words that mean similar next to each other? You know, keep it simple. You might think that good writing is overcomplicated word choices, but good writing can be just getting your message across clearly. And strengthen your language. Get Rabbit Thesaurus, grab Google, look for some synonyms. Remember, you don't want to overcomplicate it, but you can build on your vocabulary, strengthen some adjectives, strengthen your descriptions. And there's one thing to remember, your draft is just that. It's a draft. It's going to change and it's going to become better. Don't undervalue editing. And when you're writing, doing your prompts, doing your daily writing, your weekly writing, maybe you can take the next week, the next day, the next month, whatever pace you're working at, and then edit your work. And you might find you want to build on the new edited story. You've put a lot of time and a lot of passion into it, and you want to see where the story goes. So really focus on your editing. So next, let's talk about some of the common challenges writers face. Writing can definitely feel intimidating no matter what you're going to write, especially when you're just starting out or trying something new. The good news, every writer struggles with the same issues or similar issues. And it's less of a writing issue and actually human issues, because we all feel this, whether it is in writing or in other aspects of our life. Things such as self-doubt. Do you ever sit down to write and think, why am I doing this? I'm not a good writer. Who's going to care about what I have to say? Who's going to read my work anyway? Trust me, you're not alone. And people do this with all aspects of their life. And everybody experiences self-doubt. The key is to push past those feelings. Remember, writing is a process. No one starts out perfect. And everyone improves with practice. We all feel self-doubt. Just sit down, you know, start writing for a little bit. It's all about pushing past those first minutes of self-doubt. Just start doing it. And then I promise as you start, you'll get more and more into it. You might set a timer for 10 minutes. If you don't have an alarm going off, you might realize that your timer ended an hour ago and you've been writing for an hour and 10 minutes. So try and push back self-doubt. Even, you know, when I'm making this podcast, I was thinking it took me a while to get going. I was thinking, who's going to listen to this? And then I thought to myself, let me just do it. It doesn't matter if anyone's going to listen to it. Even if I just listen to it, that's fine. That's okay with me. It's something that I want to do, so I'm going to do it. So if you want to write, just go out and do it. Another challenge is writer's block, the dreaded writer's block. Sometimes you're trying to write a story, you don't know where to take it. You just can't find the right words. When that happens, you know, take a step back, like editing. Maybe write another story that you've been doing, write something else, try a writing prompt, try free writing, try a journal entry for 10 minutes. Write about something else. The important thing in writing is to keep on writing, even if it's not your best work. That's why we come back to the draft. Just write and write and write. If you think the story isn't going anywhere, just take it somewhere, even if you think it's not the right direction. Then when you come back to editing, you might think, oh, that is a good direction. Or then you'll know, I need to work on taking it somewhere else. So same with self-doubt, push past it, keep on going. And then last thing that we have for today, something that can really paralyze a writer. And it's the same, it's similar to interlapping things, perfectionism. You might rewrite the same sentence or rewrite the same story. You know, I've started a novel about a certain plot multiple times, trying to get the start perfect. All I've done is hindered my start. I could have been taking the story in multiple directions, but I was still stuck at the start, the introduction, the beginning. So don't aim for perfectionism in your first draft. Just a draft. Just get the words down. That's important. In your head, if they're in your head, you know, our minds are busy. We have other things to do. We have school. We have jobs. We have relationships. We have hobbies. We have, you know, we have troubles. We have all this in our head. We're going to forget about the story. I've thought about really good ideas about writing, you know, stories and plots. And just when I want to go back to write it, I've forgotten it. That's why these days, you know, you have my phone. Whenever I have a good idea, I write down in a memo ideas about the story, about the character, so that I'll remember in a future stage. And then one day when I do want to do free writing, take a few minutes, open up my phone, go to my memos, and there's some prompts for me, my own unique prompts that I made up because I thought they would be good stories. So don't aim to be perfect. Just get your ideas down somewhere. You can write it in the memo. You can write it in a book. You can type it out. The best thing to do, I'd say, is do it somewhere electronical because it's easier to edit, easier to see your mistakes, easier to transfer to different devices. You can do it on your phone, transfer it to your tablet, transfer it to your computer, you know. But still, there is something nice about holding something physical and writing it down. It's very satisfying. But, you know, it doesn't matter. Just as long as you get it down somewhere. Remember, our goal in writing gooder is not to be perfect. It's to be gooder. And there you have it. That's our first episode of Write Gooder. I hope today's tips give you some confidence and motivation to start improving your writing. Remember, writing is a skill you build over time. And every word you write brings you closer to becoming a gooder writer. In our next episode, we'll be diving into some of my favorite tools for breaking through perfectionism, writer's block, self-doubt, and really fueling our creativity. And that is writing prompts. A quick, simple, easy writing prompts, 10 minutes of writing. Maybe you can join me in the next episode and start off your daily or weekly writing streak by doing some prompts with me. I'll be sharing some fun prompts to get your creative juices flowing and help you develop your own unique writing style. But in the meantime, maybe you can jump ahead. I challenge you, set a few minutes this week to write. Start off your writing streak, and then you can add one more streak when you join me for the next episode. Don't overthink it, just write. Start a journal. Try a short story, maybe even a poem if you're daring enough. And if you found today's episode helpful, interesting, or even a bit intriguing, I'd love it if you subscribed, followed, leave a review, maybe shared it with anybody. But yeah, I'm just glad this episode is out there, even if I just listened to it, or my parents just listened to it. I'm glad you listened to it, whoever you are. Well, thanks so much for listening to Write Gooder. Until next time, happy writing.